Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 103. And today, we're talking about how to be ready for anything. If you speak regularly in public, you'll come across situations you weren't expecting. Perhaps like the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 21, when he's arrested, and as he speaks to the commander, he's then given the opportunity to speak to the crowd who were having a riot over his presence, and he gets the chance to preach the gospel in chapter 22. Wonderful, exciting thing. But sometimes the unexpected circumstances are not quite so welcome. Something happens, we're prepared, we're ready, we've got our lesson. But then what do we do when we encounter something rather surprising? And this happened to us last Friday. My friend Chris Bertels was ready to preach teach his most recent lesson in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. And we found out on the day that the usual room we use was not available. Instead, we had to use another room. And this room is very different. A lower ceiling, a smaller area, flat walls and mirrors all around, creating a very different acoustic. Chris did a great job of adjusting, and because of that, I thought it'd be helpful to talk about some of the, well, perhaps four particular things we need to take into consideration when you have unexpected circumstances and you have to meet in a different place, different circumstance, different room to what you were expecting. What do we do? So there are four A's I've got for you today, and the first is this: when you find something surprising and different, firstly, ask for assistance. You don't have to figure out the whole situation all on your own. And so Chris and I worked together to try and work out what would be the best way to adjust. And we did that with a few things that I'll talk about in a moment. But the first thing is, don't let it all come on yourself. You've got enough to think about with the lesson you're going to be teaching. Don't try and work out everything to do with this changed circumstance on your own. Build a team, find someone to help you. Find a buddy just to be there with you and sort it out. So Chris and I worked together, which was good. I didn't feel all the pressure. He didn't feel all the pressure. And we came up with a good solution. Second thing, second A, is adapt to a different acoustic. Adapt to the acoustic. You may find in a different room that you have a different acoustic. We need to adapt to that. In one room, the speed at which you speak will be a bit different to another room. And in this situation, because there was a lot more echo in the room, a lot more reverberation from the walls, it was important that Chris spoke a little slower than usual. Now, Chris doesn't usually rush his words, but in this class, he did a really good job of speaking just a little bit slower so that the echoing we got from the walls didn't confuse. That was very, very helpful. The second thing in terms of the acoustic is to think about the seating. If your seating is long and narrow in a room like that, it's much more difficult than if it is wide. And so we had the seating width-wise in the room rather than length-wise. That actually helped the sense of cohesion to the room, but also people were more able to hear what Chris had to say. When the acoustic is more echoey, as it was in this room, to have a long range of seating would make it more difficult for the people at the back because the sound would be more muffled and confused by the time they heard it. So a broader width-wise seating works better. So think about how fast you speak and think about the seating in terms of the acoustic. So that's your second A, adapt to the acoustic. The third A is to adjust your media. Chris had a PowerPoint presentation and we didn't have a projector in this new room, nor a screen, and we couldn't work one out in the short time available. So because we were working together, we worked around it. Firstly, I printed a few copies of his slideshow to give out. I gave maybe 10 or 12 of those out to some people. And then also I posted it on our website and into a Dropbox folder and put the links to that on the Facebook page and put it on the Twitter feed so that people could download a PDF and then they could look at the slides as Chris went through his presentation. Use the media, adapt to the media in some way or other, and that will really help you. So adjust your media. And the fourth A is to simply accept the situation. Accept it. Don't fight against it. Don't get all stressed and anxious about it. We have to remember, if we are preaching and teaching God's word, God is present. The Apostle Paul in Acts 20 and 21 and 22 didn't get all stressed out about the situation, even though there was a riot developing. He found that there was an opportunity there for him to preach the word, and so he did in Acts chapter 22. He knew that God was with him, even though the circumstances were somewhat chaotic. If you're faced with a chaotic situation, just accept it and ask yourself, what is God doing here? The truth is, Chris got his message across really well last Friday, and even though it was a bit distracting as a different circumstance for all of us who were listening and being there, nonetheless, there was also a better atmosphere in some ways, because when you're in a tricky situation together as a group of whatever we were in that room, 50 people, there's something quite bonding about it. And in some ways, I think people paid more attention to what Chris was saying because of the circumstances rather than in the normal room. So rather than the circumstances working against Chris, actually, they worked for him. And if he'd got stressed out about it, it wouldn't have been positive. But he didn't. He accepted that God was in the situation and God was still going to do what God does. So four A's for us when you're faced with a sudden, unexpected circumstance with your preaching situation, your teaching situation. Number one, ask for assistance. Find a friend. Secondly, adapt to the acoustic in terms of the way you speak and the seating arrangements. Thirdly, adjust your media. There's another way to work out how to display your slides or get the information out there with a handout if you don't have what you expect. And fourthly, accept the situation. If you employ these four A's, I think you'll find that then it could even be better than you expected. It's never easy when we get a different circumstance, but God can still use it. So, in conclusion, I'd like to ask you what you've seen and what you do when you come across these situations. Please leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording. I'd appreciate that. And so would everybody else who watches or listens to these recordings. So leave a comment. Tell me what you think, because we learn best when we learn in community. Secondly, please pass the link on to this recording to one other person who might benefit. And hit that like button. If you're watching this on YouTube, just hit that like button, because then it helps the visibility of these recordings to spread. And also perhaps even the subscribe button, that little bell icon there. Hit that so that you'll be notified when new recordings go up online. Thank you so much. And I hope that you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.